I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois House approved a measure limiting legislative leaders to 10-year terms. The unanimous vote comes 3 months after former longtime House Speaker Mike Madigan was ousted as a federal investigation drew nearer to his inner circle. State Representative Anthony DeLuca, a Chicago Heights Democrat, says enacting term limits is a more permanent step toward reform than simply changing the House rules on the matter, which lawmakers did in February.
All of us here know how things work in Springfield. You know, we included leadership term limits in our rules, and that in itself was very historic. We used the word historic many times when that happened. This takes it to an entirely new level.
New House Speaker Chris Welch vowed early on to only serve for a decade in that role. Until January, Madigan served as Speaker for 36 years, the longest tenure of any legislative leader in the nation. In other news, Illinois Republicans are again complaining they're being steamrolled by Democrats who hold supermajorities in both chambers and control of the governor's office. The latest blow-up came last night as the Illinois House worked till nearly midnight ahead of today's deadline. Hannah Meisel has more.
Republicans in the Illinois House accused Democrats of not living up to their promises from January, when longtime House Speaker Mike Madigan was ousted by those in his own party. Democrats instead elected new House Speaker Chris Welch, who promised a new day in Springfield. But 3 months later, GOP State Representative Tim Butler of Springfield says his party's ideas are still getting blocked for purely political reasons.
We represent 5 million Illinoisans on this side of the aisle. 5 million! And our bills are being ignored. I'm sick of it!
Butler threw a calendar across the House floor in frustration as he called on Democrats to release a bill he says already has plenty of votes from the other side of the aisle. Friday is the deadline for legislation to move out of the House or Senate or not see the light of day. I'm Hannah Meisel.
More community college students would be able to get into the University of Illinois under a bill passed by the House. The U of I agreed to the legislation. It sets up a pilot program for automatic admission for students with a 3.0 GPA or higher and 36 credit hours. If approved by the Senate and governor, it would begin in the 2022-23 school year. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Carbondale's Park District has named an interim director to bridge the gap while it searches for a new leader. Current executive director Kathy Renfro will retire next month, and this week district leaders announced Trey Anderson will serve in an interim capacity. Anderson currently serves as acting golf maintenance superintendent at Hickory Ridge Golf Course and has worked for the Park District for more than 15 years. A search for Renfro's permanent replacement is ongoing. On the day the SIU football team flew to Utah for Saturday's first-round playoff game at Weber State, 11 Salukis learned on Thursday they were named to the Missouri Valley All-Conference teams. Brad Palmer reports.
The four first-team selections are offensive lineman Xavion Furcron, wide receiver Avante Cox, and defensive backs Quay Brown and James Caesar. The four second-team selections are running back Javon Williams Jr. from Centralia, defensive lineman Jordan Berner from Chester, fullback Jacob Garrett, and linebacker Bryson Strong. The program's honorable mention picks were long snapper Dan Heilbrunn, punter Jack Cahoon, and linebacker Bryce Notre. I'm Brad Palmer.
Public school students in East St. Louis will be attending class a month longer this year to make up for losses in educational progress due to COVID-19. East St. Louis School District 189 board voted late Tuesday to extend the school year beyond May 26th to June 29th. The district's students spent most of the school year logging into classes remotely. The disproportionately higher number of COVID infections in areas served by District 189 kept students out of school until last month. I'm Leah Lerner.